Our heads and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始下午的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our afternoon Sabbath service.
我们唱诗四百首。
Let us sing hymn 400.
The 基督教会买来的。
This chapel was purchased from another Christian church.
那在这个会堂还没有交给我们之前呢，他们教会也有在礼拜天做礼拜。
And before they handed the church the chapel to us, they also worshipped on Sundays.
那个教会的牧师偶尔有一个机会在礼拜六进到这个会堂来。
And occasionally, their pastor would come to our church also on Saturday.
因为那个时候他办公室还在里面。
Because he had an office here.
他发现很惊讶，就是我们教会里面聚会外面很多人走来走去在那里聊天。
And he was very shocked at seeing during the service times there are so many people outside the chapel.
那我们教会也有工人去参加他们礼拜天的聚会，就在同一个会堂。
And we also had some people attend their services on their Sundays.
在聚会时间，没有一个人走来走去。
During their service time, there was nobody outside the chapel.
所以我们就知道这个教会的敬虔这个是可以培养的。
So we can see that our devoted service can be something we cultivate.
那我们教会称作真的教会，应该我们的敬虔会比其他教会来得更严肃。
And our sincerity, being part of the true church, should be even more than those of other churches.
但是我们需要操练。
But we need to train ourselves.
聚会时间一到，我们全部都在会堂。
When the time for service comes, we should all be here in the chapel.
除了工作人员教宗教教育之外，全部都在会堂。
Apart from the people who are doing other work, such as teaching RE, everyone else should be in the chapel.
因为神的同在，一个非常重要的感觉就是很虔诚、敬畏。
Because the presence of God depends on our own sincerity and our devotion to God.
我们现在一起来祷告。
So now let us pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。我们前面有中文跟英文的这个 handout 麻烦请麻烦帮我们发一下，在这边。今天下午我们要来介绍耶利米书。
This afternoon we will have an introduction to the book of Jeremiah.
在旧约圣经我们看有先知书。
In the Old Testament there are the books of the prophets.
那先知书又分作大先知书跟小先知书。
And the books of the prophets are divided into the major and the minor prophets.
所以大小先知不是他们人重要不重要。
The major and minor prophets doesn't mean that some are more important than others.
而是指着大先知书它的比较多了，章数比较多，比较长。
It just means that the writings of the major prophets are longer.
那小先知就章数比较短。
And the minor prophets' writings are shorter.
那耶利米书一共有五十二章。
The book of Jeremiah has a total of 52 chapters.
有时候我们常常在每一天读一章一个礼拜读七章，那一共要七个礼拜大概才能读完。
So if we read one chapter a day, it takes about 7 weeks to finish the book.
有时候我们常常会觉得说，到底这个先知书在讲什么？
Sometimes we may ask ourselves, what are these prophet books talking about?
所以我们需要有一个简介。
So we need an introduction and outline.
就是它整个一个大概到底在说什么。
A general guide or outline of what the book is about.
首先我们要来看这个耶利米书的主题是什么。
First, let's look at what the theme of the book of Jeremiah is.
因为整个五十二卷的圣经就是借着这个主题把它发挥出来。
Because the course of the whole book describes this entire theme.
首先我们来看两卷书的主题，然后再回到耶利米书来看。
So let's look at the themes of two other books to take an example.
首先，使徒行传在讲什么？
For example, what does the book of Acts talk about?
在讲《使徒行传》一章八节。
The theme in the book of Acts is in chapter 1, verse 8.
我们看一章八节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria to the end of the earth.
这个就是第一章讲到二十八章，就是在讲第八节。
So the entire book of Acts from 1 to 28 talks of this verse.
所以第一章、第二章就讲圣灵降临，他们得着能力。
So the first two chapters talk about how they receive the Holy Spirit and receive power.
那从第二章开始就是往外传福音。
And then from chapter 2 on, they started to preach the gospel.
那到最后一章，福音传到罗马。
And then in the end, the gospel was preached to Rome.
那当时就是地极。
And that was the end of the earth.
所以主题啊，就是让我们了解这个每一章连接起来到底他在讲什么。
So the theme describes what the entire book is about.
啊，又好像罗马书。
Let's look at the book of Romans.
罗马书有16章。
There are 16 chapters in Romans.
那到底罗马书在讲什么？
So what is the theme of Romans?
我们看罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
我们看16节跟17节。
16 and 17.
我不以福音为耻，这个福音是神的大能，要救一切相信人，先是犹太人或者是希利尼人。17节。因为神的义正在这个福音显明出来，这个义是本于信，以至于信，正如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
So, Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek.For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
所以罗马书在讲什么？
So what does Romans talk about?
罗马书在讲义人要因信得生。
So Romans talks about how the righteous shall live by faith.
那从信开始，才从信结束。
And it starts from faith to faith.
那这是神的大能。
And this is the righteousness of God.
那要救一切相信的人。
And this is the power of God to save everyone.
所以整个罗马书就是这两节圣经节在讲这两节圣经节。
So the entire book of Romans expounds upon these two verses.
好，那耶利米书到底在讲什么？
So what does the book of Jeremiah then talk about?
首先耶利米书主要的主题是在提到人跟神之间有盟约的爱。
And the central theme is that between God and humankind, there is a covenantal love.
所以第二章的耶利米书第二章的第二节里面有说。
In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 2, it says.
神如此说，你幼年的恩爱，婚姻的爱情，怎么在旷野为神耕地跟随我，我都记得。这里提到婚姻的爱情。
Here it talks about the love of your betrothal.
那这个婚姻是男跟女的一种结合。
Marriage is a union of a man and a woman.
那在神看来，以色列百姓就是他的，好像是他的太太。
So, to God, the people of Israel are like his wife.
他就是丈夫。
And he is their husband.
所以以色列百姓跟神之间有一个盟约的爱。
And so there is this relationship of a covenant of love between God and his people.
那这个盟约的爱就会产生一种嫉妒。
And because of this covenantal love, there is also jealousy.
那嫉妒就会产生愤怒。
And jealousy can turn to anger.
所以圣经里面讲嫉妒有两种。
So in the Bible, it describes two types of jealousy.
加拉太书里面讲的嫉妒是情欲，是不好的，要除掉。
And in Galatians, it describes a jealousy of a desire, which is evil.
但是雅各书里面讲的嫉妒是好的。
But in the book of James, it describes a jealousy which is good.
我们如果爱世界，神会嫉妒。
If we love the world, God will be jealous.
好像结婚以后，这个夫妻，你如果再去爱另外一个异性，你的配偶会嫉妒。
For example, if you are married and you have an affair or an outside love, your spouse will become jealous.
因为这个婚姻的爱容不下第三者的介入。
Because the marriage can only be between two people.
那以色列人跟神的百姓啊，这是一个盟约。
And so the relationship between God and his people was this kind of relationship.
那为什么神会嫉妒？
So why was God jealous?
因为以色列百姓排去拜另外一个神。
Because the people of Israel worshipped another God.
不是真神，是偶像。
Not the true God, but idols.
所以神嫉妒。
So God was jealous.
因为他的爱。
Because of his love.
所以他嫉妒。
So he was jealous.
那因为神差先知去提醒他们。
So God sent his prophet to remind his people.
他们不愿意改变。
But they did not want to turn back.
所以神就愤怒。
So then God aroused his anger.
这个进入下一步，神就愤怒。
And that is the second portion.
那神愤怒的结果。
What is the result of his anger?
就是用外族来攻打他们。
He sent the other nations to attack Israel.
然后要他们回头。
And wanted them to turn back to him.
回归向神。
To return to God.
所以耶利米书的主要是宣告神的审判。
So the main theme of Jeremiah's message is judgment. The judgment of God.
那警告选民要投降巴比伦，要顺服巴比伦才能存活。
And he warned them to surrender and to submit to Babylon so that they may survive.
因为以色列百姓不愿意回头。
Because they were unwilling to turn back to God.
所以神就用巴比伦做工具来惩罚他们。
God used Babylon as his instrument to punish them.
但是神对他们的惩罚跟我们人对敌人的态度不一样。
But God's punishment is different from our attitude towards an enemy.
我们对敌人，我们的惩罚是要灭掉他。
Our attitude towards our enemy is to destroy them.
但是神对以色列百姓的惩罚是要他回头。
But God's purpose in punishing his people so that they will return to him.
那他们回头过来啊，神就能够继续怜悯他们。
And so once they return back to God, then he may show them his mercy again.
就能够带领他们回头，回来建立他们的国度。
To restore the nation once more.
所以整个耶利米书就在讲神的审判。
So the book of Jeremiah talks of God's judgment.
要他们回头。
So that they may return to him.
就是在讲这一件事情。
That is the theme.
好，那我们现在看耶利米书里面52章里面有几个很重要的神学要点。
So through these 52 chapters, where we can see several important theological points.
这个是我们在整个书卷里面需要认识的。
So we can find these messages throughout the book.
第一个就是神的主权。
First is that God is the sovereign Lord.
为什么说我们在神面前不能够一直强调我？
Why is it that we say we can't emphasize ourselves in front of God?
我们在美国都是以自我做中心的。
In the United States, it's very self-centered.
个人主义非常的高。
We emphasize individualism.
但是在神的面前，我们不能强调我。
But in front of God, we can't emphasize ourselves.
为什么？
Why?
因为神对我们有主权。
Because God is sovereign over us.
这一点是耶利米书强调非常重要的一点。
This is an important point in the book of Jeremiah.
那为什么神对我们有主权？
Why is it that God has sovereignty over us?
有的人就把神踢到一旁，我就是为我自己活，我不管神。
Some people push God aside and say, I live for myself, who cares about God?
我做决定跟神没有关系。
What I decide for myself has nothing to do with God.
我要怎么活跟神没有关系。
How I want to live is up to me.
这是我的生命是我自己的，我要活出我自己认为有价值的生活。
It's an attitude of, I live for myself and I decide what is valuable for myself.
为什么这样的生活方式不对？
Why is that kind of life direction wrong?
首先就是我们从哪里来。
First of all, where do we come from?
因为神创造一切。
Because God created everything.
所以他对我们有主权。
So he is Lord over us.
比方说这个花是人插出来的。
For example, these flowers were arranged by a person.
那插花的人他要怎么插他就怎么插。
So the person who arranged it decided how the flowers should be.
因为你插的所以你有主权。
And because you are the arranger, you have authority over it.
比方说插花我们就插在这个花器皿上面。
And the flowers are placed in a certain way.
器皿啊，器皿。
哦，那个。
没错。
对 ，and the vessel。
那这个器皿有圆的，有方的，有长的，什么都有。
So there are different kinds, shapes of vessels. They can be round or long or square.
那造它的要怎么造就怎么造。
And the person who made the vessel also decided the shape.
因为它是他造的。
Because that person created the vessel.
那同样，神对我们有主权，最重要一个原因，因为我们是神造的。
And God is Lord over us because He created us.
我们看耶利米书的第十章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十章十二节。
Jeremiah 10 verse 12.
神用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用穹苍铺张穹苍。十三节。
13.
他一发生，空中变得多水激动，他使云雾从地极上腾，照电雨水而闪，从府库带出风来。这个地方在讲神的创造，提到三件事情。
Here, describing God's creation, there are three points.
第一个，用他的能力。
First, he made the earth by his power.
所以他造出非常伟大的宇宙。
That is how he created this great earth.
第二个，用他的智慧。
Secondly, his wisdom.
所以他的创造我们没有办法完全了解。
So there's no way we can completely understand his creation.
因为这神太有智慧了。
Because God's wisdom is so marvelous.
第三个，用他的慈爱。
And third, his love.
所以十五节。
Verse 15.
空中发生就有水降下来，这是神的慈爱。
A multitude of waters in the heavens.
然后。使云雾从地极上腾，有水蒸气来吸收热量，这是神的慈爱。
And he causes the vapors to ascend from the earth to absorb the heat. That is also God's love.
那他造电，随雨而闪。
And he makes lightning for the rain.
这个也是神的慈爱。
This is also God's love.
他使风能够流动。
He brings the wind out of its treasuries.
所以因为有十三节，我们今天的生活才很享受。
Because of what we see in verse 13, we can enjoy life here.
所以我们在神的能力、智慧、慈爱里面被造的。
Because we have been created by God's power, His wisdom, and His love.
既然是被造的，
since we are the created,
所以我们是属于造我们的神。
So that is why we belong to our Creator.
人不可能离开神活一秒钟。
We cannot live one second apart from God.
如果这个电一关掉，所以灯全部都熄掉。
If we cut off the electricity, all the lights will be out.
如果神收回他的能力，
if God takes away his power,
每一个生命都结束，
every life will be ended.
如果神收回他的命令，
if God takes away his command,
所有星球都撞在一起，
all the planets will crash together.
所以我们今天能活着，
so that we can live together,
是因为神的能力、生命在我们身上，
because his power and his life is in us.
所以没有一个人能够脱离神的能力跟他的掌管活一秒钟。
So no one can live apart from the power and the life of God.
因此神对人有主权。
And that is why God is sovereign over us.
我们看第五章的十五节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 15.
耶利米书第五章十五节。
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 15.
神说，以色列家，我必使这一民从远方来攻击你，是强盛的国，是从古时而有的国。他的言语你不晓得，他的话你不明白。
Therefore, I will bring a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel, says the Lord. It is a mighty nation, it is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say.
这个就讲巴比伦。
This is describing Babylon.
巴比伦非常强盛。
Babylon was a great nation.
巴比伦人不拜神，拜偶像。
And Babylon did not worship God, but idols.
但是
However,
神说我要使他来。
God said he will bring them from afar.
来攻击你。
To attack Israel.
是神要使他来。
God allowed them to come.
所以神对巴比伦国有主权。
So God is also Lord over Babylon.
神要用他做工具，他就照着这样做。
Has the power to use them as an instrument, and so they would do his will.
这个是绝对的。
That is absolute.
所以这是神的主权。
This is God's absolute.
我们再看十八章。
Let's also turn to chapter 18.
耶利米书十八章。
Jeremiah 18.
第七节。
Verse 7.
一直到第十节。
Until verse 10.
我何时论到一邦或一国，说要拔出毁坏、拆毁、毁坏？第八节。
8.
我所说的那一邦若转离开他的恶，我就必后悔不将，我想施行的灾祸降于他们。第九节。
9.
我何时论到一邦或一国说要建立斋子，第十节。
10.
他们若行我眼中看为恶的事，不听从我的话，啊，我就后悔不将我所做的福气赐给他们。
From verse 7. Yeah. The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to plant and to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good which, with which I said I would benefit it.
这段圣经就在描写神的主权。
This also describes God's sovereign power.
如果哪一国神本来要把它毁掉的。
If there is a nation that God wants to destroy.
这是因为他的罪了。
Because of its sin.
但如果他开始悔改。
But if it repents.
离开恶。
And departs from evil.
那神说我要后悔，我就不把灾祸降在他身上。
Then God will relent and will not send disaster upon it.
那如果有一个国家神本来要建立它。
But if there is a nation that God wanted to build up.
那如果他行神看为恶的事。
But if it does evil then in God's sight.
不听神的话。
And does not obey God.
神也要后悔啊，不将福气赐给他。
Then God will also relent and not give it blessings.
所以世界上的人得福或受祸，这是神绝对的主权在决定的。
So whether a people or a nation receives blessings or disaster is also in God's power.
当这个神的决定一决定了，没有一个人能够改变。
Once God makes the decision, no one else can change it.
所以有一个孙子问他的祖母说：“祖母，你最怕什么？”
So a grandson once asked his grandmother what she feared most.
那个祖母回答让这个孙子很惊讶。
And the grandmother's answer surprised the son, grandson.
他说：“我最怕神发怒。”
Now the grandmother said, I fear most God's anger.
这是真的。
This is true.
因为神有绝对的主权。
Because God has absolute power.
神如果生气，我们就受不了。
If God exercises his wrath, then we cannot stand.
所以在这个地方讲，人需要的就是做神认为对的事情。
So this message is that we must do what is right in God's eyes.
人就会得福。
And then we will be blessed.
人做神认为不对的，人就会面对神的公义。
However, if we do evil in God's sight, then we will have to face His judgment.
因为神的主权的后面是神绝对的爱跟公义。
Because behind God's power is His righteousness and His love.
所以这个是神跟人不同的地方。
So this is the difference between God and ourselves.
你看，全世界没有一个独裁的国家到最后是好结果的。
And you can see that there is no nation that is wealthy that ends up
独裁 dictatorship.
Oh, a dictatorship that ends up ends up well in this history.
为什么？
Why?
因为绝对的权力，绝对的腐化。
Because absolute power is corrupting.
这个是人性的弱点。
That is the weakness of human nature.
所以民主制度虽然不是最好，但是它不至于走到那个极端去。
And even though democracy is not perfect, it will not go to that extreme.
但是我们讲神绝对的主权到最后不是带来败坏吗？像人一样。
So doesn't God's absolute power then corrupt his nature also?
不会的。
Never.
因为神的本性那个慈爱跟公义不会变。
Because God's essential divine nature of justice and mercy will never change.
所以神绝对的主权带给人是好的。
So the absolute power of God brings us good.
这是在我们再看25章。
Let's turn now to chapter 25.
耶利米书的25章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
从17节。
From verse 17.
25章的17节。
Jeremiah 25 verse 17.
从15节开始。
From verse 15.
主以色列神对我如此说，你从我手中接这个杯愤怒的酒，使我差你去的各国的民中喝。16节。
16.
他们喝了就要东倒西歪，并且要发狂，因为我使刀剑离在他们中间。17节。
17.
我就从神的手中接了这个杯，给神所差遣我去的各国喝。这里说从神接这个杯，然后给各国喝。
Here we see that God sent a cup of wine to give to the nations.
那个杯里面是什么？
What's in the cup?
那个杯里面就是神的愤怒。
This is the cup of fury.
神很愤怒，所以那个愤怒好像酒一喝下去，他们就东倒西歪。
And because the cup is full of God's wrath, then as soon as they drink of it, they will stagger and go mad.
就是神的主权啊，一彰显出来啊，他们活在罪里面了啊，他们就受苦很多了。
And so because of their life of sin, when God's wrath comes upon them, then they will have disaster.
所以整个耶利米书就是在描写神对以色列百姓的主权。
And so the book of Jeremiah describes God's absolute sovereignty over the nation of Israel.
回归向神就得福。
If they return back to God, they will be blessed.
继续叛逆就受祸。
But if they continue to be rebellious, they will receive disaster.
第二点。
Secondly,
整个耶利米书就在想神永远不变的盟约。
And secondly, it describes the eternal covenant between God and His chosen people.
那为什么其他的国家也拜偶像，但是没有事情？
And why is it that other nations can worship idols and nothing bad happens to them?
但是以色列人拜偶像，神就要惩罚。
But when Israel worships idols, then God will punish them.
因为以色列百姓是神的选民。
Because the people of Israel are His chosen people.
神爱他。
God loves them.
拣选他。
And has chosen them.
归属于神。
And they belong to God.
将来的福分也很大。
And their blessing will be great.
所以因为这个样子，所以神不能够接受他们拜偶像。
And because of that, he cannot accept their worshiping idols.
所以我们教会里面有信徒吃那个拜偶像的东西。
So in our church, there have been people who eat of food offered to idols.
被神管教。
They've been punished also by God.
但是同桌里面很多人不信神的人，他吃拜偶像的东西，他也没有怎么样。
But everybody else who do not believe in God can still eat of the food offered to idols. And they're fine. Why?
因为这个信徒是属神的。
Because this believer belongs to God already.
神用宝血把他拣选过，把他洁净，拣选归属神。
Because they have already been redeemed and washed clean with the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以神不能够接受人再去跟偶像有相交。
And because of that, God cannot accept that that person would have anything to do with idols again.
这是因为神跟人立的约。
That is the covenant between God and man.
所以我们今天就是跟神立约的一群神所爱的人。
So we belong to His chosen people of the covenant of God.
地面上的婚姻大概持续几十年。
In this world, a marriage may only last several decades.
所以圣经说这是演戏。
And the Bible says it is like a play.
演戏啊，下台以后就结束了。
And once you finish a play, you have to get off of the stage.
所以将来到天国以后我们就没有夫妻的关系了。
After we die, we are no longer married to a person.
因为那个肉体结束了，这个关系就没有了。
Because once you leave the flesh, you will not have this relationship anymore.
但是我们受洗跟神建立这个盟约是永远的。
But once we are baptized, that relationship with God is eternal.
我们活到天国，这个关系是真正的实现。
And once we die from this world and go to heaven, then that relationship is realized.
要跟神永远在一起。
And we will be eternally with God.
所以这个叫做永远的约。
And that is the perpetual covenant.
所以我们是跟神立约的。
Because we have bonded with God in the covenant.
所以整个耶利米书就在讲，因为这个盟约所以神要他们回头。
And so Jeremiah describes how this covenant between God and His people requires them to turn back to Him.
那第三个，整个耶利米书我们也可以了解神的本性。
Third, we can see the divine nature of God.
公义跟慈爱。
Is justice and mercy.
公义就是他不能够接受罪恶。
Justice means that he cannot accept sin or evil.
慈爱就是他怜悯罪人。
And mercy means that he forgives the sinners.
所以当一个人犯了罪以后，
Once a person sins,
因为神的公义，所以神要求他要悔改回头。
Then God's justice demands that that person repent and turn back to God.
因为他的慈爱，所以当一个人悔改回头，神就赦免，就接纳。
But because of God's mercy, once that person repents, then God will forgive.
但是如果一个人不愿意回头悔改，
But if a person does not repent and turn back,
他就不能接受得到神的慈爱，他能够要面对神的审判。
And he cannot receive God's mercy, but then must face his judgment.
所以人跟神的关系关键不在人，
so,
不在神，那困难不在乎神。
The difficulty in this relationship is not on God's part.
所以你看耶利米书第一章读到最后一章，神没有改变了。
We can see from the very beginning of the book to the end, God never changes.
神说你是回头，我就赦免你。
God says, if you return to me, I will forgive you.
那困难在哪里？
Where is the difficulty?
就是第四点。
That's in number four.
就是人罪恶的本性跟人的硬心。
It's that humankind has a sinful nature and is stubborn.
所以神跟人关系最难的一点是人很难改变。
So the difficulty is that it is hard for people to change.
不是神很难改变。
It is not that God cannot change.
神讲得很清楚，你回头我就赦免你了。
It's very clear, if you repent, then God will forgive.
你不回头，你就会受苦。
If you do not repent, you will suffer.
但是人不愿意改变。
But people are unwilling to change.
这个是最难的一点。
That is the hardest part.
今天也是一样。
It's the same today.
神跟人的关系最难的不是神，是人。
The difficulty in our relationship with God is not from God's side, but ours.
这是我们从整个耶利米书里面，我们可以看到几个神学重点。
So from the whole of Jeremiah's writings, we can see these main points.
那我们读耶利米书，会对神的了解会更深。
And once we read the book of Jeremiah, we will understand God more clearly.
我们就知道怎么在神的公义跟慈爱当中，我们来过一个敬畏神的生活。
We can see how in living in God's justice and His mercy, we can have a more holy life.
好，那我们再看耶利米书的大纲。
So let's look at the outline of the book.
52卷圣经，有时候我们从头读到后面会搞混了。
So there are 52 chapters. Once you read it through, it might be confusing.
因为太长了。
It's quite long.
所以这个大纲就是这个52卷有没有办法把它分段哪一段在讲什么，哪一段在讲什么，这就比较清楚。
So the outline breaks it down into several different sections.
第一个，根据它的时代背景跟那个年代的次序来分。
So one way to divide it is according to the historical background and the chronological order.
在耶利米书里面最少有提到三个王。
And there are three kings of Israel who were mentioned.
其实耶利米服侍过五个王。
Actually, Jeremiah served under five kings.
但是圣经里面比较清楚记载是三个王。
But there were three kings of Judah that were mentioned.
从公元639到608年是在约西亚王的这个掌管之下。
So from 639 to 608 BC, it was under the reign of King Josiah.
这个大概有31年。
About 31 years.
Okay. 那从608年到597年这个是约雅敬王。
608 to 597 BC, it was King Joachim.
这个大概是11年。
It was about 11 years.
那从597到584
And then from 597 to 584
这个大概是13年
About 13 years
在西底家王
King Zedekiah
他在那里做先知
And he was prophet under the reigns of these three kings
但是所以他经历过最少三个王
So at least under three kings Jeremiah
但是他的讯息是一致的没有改变你们要回头离开拜偶像
But his message never changed. It was always, you must turn back and leave the idols.
经历三四十年，没有人改变。
But after 30 or 40 years of effort, no one turned back.
所以他的命运就决定了。
So his fate was determined.
所以586年，公元前。
586 BC.
耶路撒冷被巴比伦打败了。
Jerusalem was taken over by Babylon.
以色列民就被掳了。
And then the people of Israel were then exiled.
这个就从时代的背景来看。
So that is the historical background of this book.
好，那如果我们从它里面的讯息来分段。
We can also divide it according to the different messages.
从第一章到二十五章。
From chapter 1 to 25.
这是在提到神对以色列百姓的悖逆的一个警告。
Jeremiah speaks a warning about the rebellion of Israel.
就是告诉他们神的感受是什么。
To explain what God's feeling is.
神对以色列百姓去拜偶像离开神是嫉妒又是愤怒。
And to explain that God's response to Israel's rebellion is anger and jealousy.
神的要求是什么？
What is God's requirement?
神的要求是回头。
God requires them to turn back.
离开偶像。
And he expects them to depart from the idols.
那这样才能够重新得到神的恩典跟怜悯。
And only then can they receive God's mercy and blessings again.
那从二十六章到三十六章。
From chapter 26 to 36.
这个是在提到 审判与希望。
It speaks of the message of judgment and hope.
首先我们来看一节圣经节。
Let's turn to a verse.
耶利米书二十五章。
Jeremiah 25.
二十五章。
Jeremiah 25.
第三节。
Verse
3. 二十五章第三节。
Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 3.
这里说从先知耶利米就将这个话对于他众人说，从犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚十三年一直到今天，这个二十三年之内，常有耶和华神的话临到我，我也对你们传说，从早上一直传到一直传到晚上只是你们没有听从。第四节。
Verse
4. 神也从早上起来差遣他的仆人众先知来到你们这里，只是你们没有听从，也没有侧耳听。在这个地方神告耶利米告诉以色列百姓二十三年哦。
Here, Jeremiah has already been preaching for 23 years.
从早上一直讲到晚上。
From rising in the early to the evening.
这个先知到处去传警告。
And the prophet speaks the warning of God, the word of God, all over.
第五节。说你们个人要回头离开恶道所行的恶，便可以居住神古时所赐给你们和你们列祖之地直到永远。
Repent now every one of his evil way and his evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and your fathers forever and ever.
你如果改变，神的恩典就继续。
If you are willing to change, God's mercy will be on you.
第六节。
And verse 6.
不可随从别神敬拜侍奉，以致你们手所做的惹我发怒，这样我就不加害于你们。
Do not go after other gods to serve them and worship them, and do not provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, and I will not harm you.
这个讲惹我发怒英文叫 provoke, 是不是神要生气是人故意去把他弄给他生气。
It is not that God has a tendency to anger, but that people provoke him to anger.
那你不要去拜偶像嘛，这样我就公义就不会临到你。
If you do not worship other gods, then I will not harm you or punish you.
第七节。
Verse 7.
然而你们没有听从。
Yet you have not listened to me.
那竟以手所做的惹我发怒，陷害自己。
That you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt.
所以到底谁害了以色列百姓？
So who was harming the people of Israel?
从神看起来，这是你们害了自己。
From God's point of view, they were hurting themselves.
所以第八节。
Verse 8 then says.
最后神就宣布了。
Thus says the Lord of the hosts.
尼布甲尼撒王第九节。
Verse 9.
我要照北方的众族我的仆人巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来攻击这个地。
I will send and take all the families of the north and Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon.
所以这个讯息是在被掳之前讲的。
So this message came before the people were exiled.
因为前面二三十年你们不愿意改变，所以外族来了要攻你们。
And even though they had been warned for 20 or 30 years, finally the punishment came.
十一节。
Verse 11.
这地全然荒凉，任人惊骇，这国民要服侍巴比伦七十年。
This whole land shall be a desolation and astonishment, and the nation shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years.
所以这个已经预言，这个是预言。
So this is a prophecy.
然后十二节。
Verse 12.
七十年满了，我必先发巴比伦王。
When 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon.
这个也是预言，他们要再回来。
That is also a prophecy, and the people would return.
真的，以后以色列百姓真的就回来了。
So it came to pass that the people of Israel did return back to Israel.
时候一到，神就感动了，当时的王就让他们回来。
And when the time came, God moved the foreign king to allow them to return.
波斯王古列
It was Cyrus of Persia.
神感动他，他就让他回来，而且帮助他们回来。
And God moved him to allow the Israelites to return.
好，那从三十七章到四十五章。
From chapter 37 to 45.
对在危机当中国家的一个警告。
It is a warning to the nation in crisis.
好，那从四十六章到五十二章是对诸国的审判。
And from 46 to 52, the judgment against the nations.
这是根据他的讯息来分段。
So this is the outline according to the different messages that Jeremiah preached.
那一般性的分段耶利米书的分段。
So a general guideline for this book.
因为这个分段就是帮助我们了解在圣经在讲什么。
And it allows us to understand more clearly what the Bible's message is.
第一章就是在讲耶利米蒙召。
The first chapter is the call of Jeremiah.
就是要执行神叫他拔出拆毁，然后建立在职的工作。
And this is where God commissions Jeremiah to tell of to root up and to destroy, to pluck up and to plant.
所以我们就知道说，每一个世代，神要完成他的工作，神都会拣选工人。
So in every generation, for fulfilling the work of God, God will call up His workers.
那被神拣选，这是一种恩典，是福分。
And the people who are called by God have a blessing and a portion.
所以如果神要用我们，
so if God wants to use us,
这是我们的恩典。
That is our blessing.
但是如果我们不愿意被神用，
but if God does not want to use us,
神要拣选别人很简单。
It is easy for God to choose someone else.
你看神一点点的脸感动他，他就会流眼泪，天天流眼泪。
As soon as God's Spirit moves a person, then they will weep every day.
他就没有出来做工，他会受不了了。
And they will be moved to serve God.
所以啊，神拣选我们，这是机会，绝对不要放弃。
So if God calls us to serve Him, this is an opportunity for us. We should not let it go.
如果我们不愿意，神不会圣工不会因为这样停止，神会感动其他人做。
Because if we don't participate, then God can always choose someone else to do His work.
这是第一章啊，耶利米蒙召。
So that is chapter one. Jeremiah is called by God.
那从蒙召里面，我们就知道。不是先有恩赐才有工作。
And from the calling of God, we know it is not that we have gifts first and then the work.
圣经里面我们找不到神看啊，你这个人很有恩赐，所以我拣选你去做我的工，没有这样的。
In the Bible, there are no examples of people who are very gifted and then God chooses them because of their gifts.
圣经里面都是先给他工作，然后给他恩赐去完成他的工作。
In the Bible, it is always that God gives a person the work and the commission, and then the gifts to do it.
所以最重要的是什么？
So what is the most important?
明白神要我做什么？
It is understanding what God wants me to do.
耶利米说：“我两手空空啊，我还年轻啊。”
Jeremiah said, "I have nothing. I'm still young.
我什么都没有。”
I have nothing to offer.
我怎么去面对王？
How can I face the king?
这是真的问题。
This is a real problem.
但是神说：“我要跟你同在。”
But God told him, "I am with you."
这个是答案。
That is the answer.
所以如果神要我们，
so if God wants us,
你觉得没有恩赐没有关系。
If you feel that you have no talents, it's okay.
如果你确定神要用我做这个工作，
if you are sure that God wants you to do the work,
神会给我们恩赐。
God will give you the gifts.
神会与我们同在。
And God will be with you.
这是第一章。
That is the first chapter.
那从第二章到二十五章，
from chapter 2 to 25,
是约西亚、约雅敬、约雅金、西底家王的时候的一些预言。
These are the prophecies during the reigns of King Josiah, Joachim, Joachin, and Zedekiah.
那如我们刚刚所提到，所有的预言到最后都差不多，回头神就祝福你们。
So in sum, all of the prophecies are about the same. If you return to God, He will bless you.
你们如果不愿意改变，刑罚就来到了。
If you do not change, God's punishment will come.
这大部分都是预言，都是这样。
So that's the main theme of the message.
好，那到二十六章到四十五章。
From 26 to 45.
耶利米与他的工作。
This is the history of Jeremiah and his work.
我们看这个耶利米要执行这个拔出毁坏建立栽植的工作，他本身受苦很多。
So we can see that Jeremiah suffered a great deal to fulfill God's commission of destroying and plucking.
所以从二十六章开始，我们可以看到耶利米遇到很多的逼迫。
So from chapter 26 on, Jeremiah received much persecution.
那也有把他醉到那个井里面去的，那井里面都烂泥了。
And he was cast into a pit full of mud.
那就在那也不能睡也不能坐。
And he was there unable to lie down or sleep.
就是要把他弄死。
Basically left him there to die.
那神也叫他说你不可以结婚。
And God also told him he cannot marry.
因为现在灭亡马上来到，你不可以结婚。
Because the time of destruction is upon you, you cannot marry.
那耶利米就没有结婚。
So Jeremiah did not marry.
所以耶利米要把这个工作做完了，我们从这个二十六章到四十五章发现他牺牲很多。
So we can see that his sacrifice for completing God's commission was great.
但是他非常的忠心。
But he was always very loyal to God.
四十六章到五十一章。
From chapter 46 to 51.
是对列国审判诸国的预言。
It is the prophecy of judging the nations.
最后就是五十二章。
And finally in chapter 52.
五十二章就是耶路撒冷城的陷落。
The fall of Jerusalem.
那在耶利米书里面有一件事情以色列百姓没有办法接受。
So through the book of Jeremiah, there's one thing that the people of Israel could not accept.
就是当神了解以色列百姓不愿意改变的时候。
When God realized that the people were not willing to change.
神叫耶利米说：“你改变你的讯息。”
And God told Jeremiah to change his message.
叫他们说要投降。
Told them to surrender.
你们要投降，跟着巴比伦去。
Surrender and submit to Babylon.
那你们在那个地方就可以存活。
And if you do so, you can survive there.
那对以色列百姓这个绝对不能接受。
And the people of Israel could not accept this.
我们是神的选民。
We are the chosen people.
我们怎么能够跟拜偶像的投降呢？
How can we surrender to idol worshippers?
但是他不愿意投降，他又不愿意改变。
They were not willing to surrender, and yet they were not willing to change.
问题就在这里。
So that is a problem.
所以他们会逼迫耶利米，就从这里来。
So that is the reason they were persecuting Jeremiah.
觉得耶利米不爱国。
Because they thought that Jeremiah did not love his country.
你是以色列人。
You are an Israelite.
你怎么叫我们这个神的选民投降一个拜偶像的人？
How can you tell us, the chosen people of God, to surrender to the idol worship?
但是对神来讲，这个有目的的。
But to God, this also has a purpose.
你要投降被掳。
You must surrender and go into exile.
在那里受苦。
Suffer.
你开始思想。
And then you will start to think.
你就会回头。
And then return to God.
你就可以建立。
And once again, build up your nation.
然后神就会带你回来。
And God will return you back.
所以这个先知在传扬警告，常常让人难以了解。
And so the message of the prophet may be difficult to understand.
那让人难以了解，他就没有朋友。
And because others did not understand his message, he had no friends.
仇敌很多。
A lot of enemies.
但是这是神要叫他这样做的。
But it was God's purpose for him.
好，那我们再看主要的讯息。
So finally, let's look at the essential teachings.
第一章到十三章。
From chapter 1 to 13.
在描写宣告悔改。
The prophecy for repentance.
要叫以色列百姓悔改。
To call the people back to God.
从十四章到二十二章。
From chapter 14 to 22.
就预言以色列百姓要被掳。
The prophecy of the captivity of God's people.
所以我们知道神真的是全能全知的神。
So we know that God is an omniscient God.
他已经先知道要被掳。
He already told them they would be captured.
那真的照这样实现。
And it happened according to his word.
他说七十年会回来，真的时间到又回来。
And he said that 70 years later you will return, and that happened too.
所以如果圣经读到最后，你发现没有神，没有办法解释这一本圣经。
So in the end, you find that if without God, you cannot explain the writings in the Bible.
单单预言的实现本身，如果没有神，你就没有办法解释。
Just based on the fulfillment of prophecies, it must have God's hand.
好，那二十三章到二十九章。
From chapter 23 to 29.
就讲到他们要被掳，又应许他们要归回。
And it talks of the captivity and then the promise of restoration.
被掳是神的公义。
The captivity is because of God's justice.
归回是神的慈爱。
And the restoration comes because of God's mercy.
神的公义是要叫他们回头。
God's purpose is for them to turn back to him.
神执行他的公义就是要叫他们回头，不是要毁灭他们。
And his justice comes about because he wants them to be restored.
所以耶利米书里面有一句很出名的话，我的意念是平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
So the very famous verse in Jeremiah is that I have a purpose for you which is for good and not for evil.
神不是要看人受苦。
God does not want to see people suffer.
神要人有平安。
God wants us to have peace.
但受苦是不得已的。
But suffering sometimes is necessary.
好。那在三十章到三十三章
，From chapter 30 to 33，
安慰的讯息
，A message of comfort，
告诉以色列百姓被掳以后要在那个地方安居
，To promise them that there will be a place for them even after they are captured，
然后要最后他们要再回来
，And then finally they will be restored。
三十四章到五十二章就在讲国家沦陷的预言。
So from 34 to 52, the prophecy about the fall of the nation.
在35章里面呢，有一组非常特别。
And in chapter 35, there's a very important tribe.
我们看这个35章。
And let's read in chapter 35.
第二节。
Verse 2.
说你去见利甲族的人，和他们说话，领他们进入神的殿的一间屋子，给他们喝酒。
Go to the house of the Rechabites, speak to them, bring them into the house of the Lord, and give them wine to drink.
结果说这里说有一组人叫利甲族。
This speaks of the house of the Rechabites.
神说你给他酒喝。
God told him to give them wine.
结果他们不喝。
They did not drink the wine.
那我们从第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
凡我们祖先利甲的儿子约拿达所吩咐我们，我们都听从。我们和我们的妻子儿女一生的年日都不喝酒。第九节。
9.
也不盖房屋居住，也没有葡萄园跟种子。第十节。
10.
但住帐篷，听从我们祖先约拿达的话，照他所吩咐去行。所以这一族人生活方式很特别。
So the lifestyle of this group of people was very special.
他不喝酒。
They did not drink wine.
不盖房子。
Did not build houses.
不栽葡萄园。
Did not plant vineyards.
住帐篷。
They lived in tents.
很简单。
A very simple life.
那为什么要过这么简单的生活？
Why did they live this kind of lifestyle?
一个目的。
There was one purpose.
就是要保存他们的信仰。
That is to keep their faith.
为着怕太舒服的生活腐化了他们的信仰。
And they were fearful that a too comfortable lifestyle would corrupt their faith.
所以这一章告诉我们，
so this chapter tells us,
什么是最好的生活方式？
What is the best way to live?
如果能够帮助我们亲近神、服侍神的，这个生活方式就是最好的。
If there is a way to allow us to draw closer to God, then we should live in that way.
那什么是不好的生活方式？
What is a harmful lifestyle?
凡是会影响我们亲近神、服侍神的，那个生活方式就不是最好的。
Anything that interferes with our drawing closer to God is not a good lifestyle.
所以我们从三十五章可以了解。
So from chapter 35, we can see.
世界上还是有一些人出于神的敬畏，他有他独特的生活方式。
That out of people's devotion to God, they are willing to live a different lifestyle.
但毕竟这是少数。
But it is a very small minority of people.
但是他们是蒙神喜悦的。
However, they are people who are pleasing to God.
所以耶利米书确实有很多值得我们来思考的。
So there's a lot in the book of Jeremiah that is worthy for our consideration.
好，我们来唱诗。
So let us now conclude with a hymn.
500首。
Hymn 500.
Our 教会有在推行读经的运动。
Our church is promoting the Bible reading.
就是每一天读一章。
That we read one chapter every day.
一个礼拜读七章。
Every week we read seven chapters.
然后每个礼拜都会公布。
And every week we will announce.
那如果我们照这个教会的读经进度，我们三年圣经会读一遍。
If we follow the Bible reading schedule, then we will finish the Bible in 1 year.
那如果每一个信徒每一天都有读经祷告的习惯，我们信仰会很扎实。
If our every believer practices reading the Bible and praying every day, our faith will be very secure.
圣经的话就是属灵的粮食。
Because the word of God is our heavenly food.
圣灵就是灵水。
And the spirit is our water.
活水。
Living water.
所以我们这样的吃神的话，喝水，我们灵性会一直在成长。
So if we partake of God's food and His water spiritually, we will grow in our spiritual faith.
那我们礼拜二的这个祷告聚会或者分区或者在教会，我们一般都是以那个礼拜读经的进度为主，找一段来讲解。
And our Tuesday evening prayer services are also focused on the Bible reading for that week.
那我们礼拜五领会，除非我们什么特别的感动，不然最好也从那个礼拜里面读经的找一段来讲解。
And it is also good if we can also pick a topic for Friday night service from the Bible reading that week.
那这样，如果我们这样圣经读了两三轮之后，我们发现我们整个教会信徒的信仰根基会很稳固。
So if we continue along this path in our Bible reading, then our church's faith will also grow.
所以，请我们诸位信徒能够一起来跟着这个教会的进度来读经。
So we hope that every believer will follow along with the Bible reading schedule.
那我们也有说呀，我们在家里面每天全家一起祷告。
And that our families can pray together and have a family altar.
是我们这个家庭里面的有一个敬虔的家庭。
So that the whole family can be a devout one.
那如果个人有读经，家庭有这个敬拜神，我们的教会根基就会很稳固，稳固。
So if each individual and each family builds up their faith, then the whole church will be based on a secure foundation.
我们现在要一起来祷告，结束我们今天下午的聚会。
Now we will pray together and conclude our afternoon.
请我们特别为身体欠安的同龄代祷。
Let us especially pray for those brothers and sisters who are ill.
我们圣何西鲁瑞平姐妹她身体遇到其他的困难事业也有影响她的事业。
And Sister Lu has a physical ailment which is influencing her. her work.
还有张爱珍姐妹。
And Sister Zhang also.
还有其他的同龄。
And other brothers and sisters.
好，我们先来一起来祷告。
So now let us pray together.